This episode of Enterprise Radio is brought to you by DesignCrowd.com. DesignCrowd is a website that helps entrepreneurs and small businesses outsource or crowdsource custom graphic, logo, and web designs from designers around the world. DesignCrowd has more than 500,000 designers from Sydney to San Francisco ready to help you with awesome creative ideas. So get the perfect custom design every time. Check out designcrowd.com to learn more and receive your Enterprise Radio $100 VIP offer when you start your next project.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we are speaking with Mr. Warren Wilson, who at one time was facing bankruptcy to having an idea in his back shed to making it into a best-selling international product called Better Blocks, a children's building block. He invented Better Blocks out of necessity. He needed to make money to get out of a dire financial situation he was in at the time, and luckily to his surprise, Better Blocks turned into a $45 million idea. Today, Mr. Wilson would love to share his secrets to successful inventing with you. Mr. Warren Wilson, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks for inviting me, and thanks to all your listeners for being on board.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Really anxious to hear from you and from your experience and history. So first of all, what is the real reason only 1 in 600 patents are ever profitable?
Well, from my experience, and like with Better Blocks, let me just say, I thought Better Blocks was a pretty good idea. I didn't think it was a great idea, and I saw many far better ideas and inventions and Better Blocks never get into the marketplace. And eventually I noticed that it was really persistence. A lot of the inventors stopped because it just got too hard and they stopped. And certainly, like, inventing does get hard at times, but it's really a matter of believing in what you've got that is value, and it has value to people. And a lot of it is really to do with persistence. Like, there are other skills that go along with that, but persistence is a real key to getting to where you want to go in the end.
And that is certainly true. Now, what was your biggest failure, Warren, and what did you learn from that?
Well, my biggest failure was actually I went off track, and I got involved in someone else's ideas and someone else's business. And what they did was they frauded the company, and ultimately I wound up going bankrupt because I'd put all my money and a few houses and that into this project. And it didn't, as I said, defraud of the company. So the company went into receivership and I went bankrupt. But what it really taught me was that looking back in my life, that the most successful things I've done have been when I've backed myself and I've backed my own ideas. And whenever I have, and particularly ideas to do with kids, they've always worked out. So really it was a real lesson in having faith in my ideas rather than thinking, well, my idea is not quite so good and I have to follow someone else's. And that was one of the real learning experiences for me.
Sounded like a painful experience as well. How did you come up with the idea of Better Blocks? That was brilliant.
Well, Better Blocks came as a result of, like you said earlier in the show, I needed to come up with something, an idea to get me out of my financial position. And what I did is I overheard two salespeople talking. I was in Nuremberg at the toy fair in Germany, and these two salespeople were saying, "Gee, I'd really love a product to compete with Lego." And at the time, no one had a product that competed with Lego. And I didn't think much of it at the time, but I remember coming back to Adelaide, and I was driving along one of our main streets in Adelaide, past our main sporting arena, and all of a sudden I thought, "Why not build a building block that moves?" And that would get me around all Lego's patents, any legal issues, and it would give us something to compete into the marketplace. So that was actually how the idea came about. It was just an offhand comment of a couple of salespeople that were having a problem, and I came up with a solution of how we might solve their problem.
Today we're speaking with successful inventor Mr. Warren Wilson today here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. You can also follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Have you ever considered starting your own business? If the answer is yes, then you're going to need a killer logo, business card, and web design. This is where DesignCrowd.com can help. Here's how it works. Visit DesignCrowd.com and post a request describing the design that you need. For example, a logo design. DesignCrowd will then invite its 500,000 designers to respond. Within hours, you'll receive your first design, and over the course of 3 to 10 days, a typical project will receive 60 to 100 plus different designs from designers around the world. You then get to pick the best design and approve payment to the designer. If you do post a project but don't find a design that you like, no worries. DesignCrowd has a money back guarantee. In summary, crowdsourcing design on DesignCrowd will save you money, time, and help you find the best design possible for your budget. Check out designcrowd.com/epodcast for a special VIP offer for Enterprise Radio listeners, or simply enter the discount code EPN when you're posting a project on DesignCrowd. Now, Warren, what was one of the keys to your success in this creation, or anything else that you've been involved in?
Well, one of the keys to success is really the team of people that you can build around you. Like I said, BetterBlocks, it was a good idea. It wasn't a really great idea. But one of the reasons, the main reason it was successful, was because I built a really good team of people around me, people who are really talented, people who are really passionate about BetterBlocks, and they love BetterBlocks. Like the manufacturer, David Williams, was in New Zealand. He loved the product. He came up with a lot of good ideas to expand their range. Kelvin Kleiney, John Miller, Derek Schwartz, they were guys that did the marketing and the selling and the production of the commercials, and they loved the product. And they were very good at what they do. And, you know, what I did is I came up with the idea, but it was a result of all these other people's inputs to do things that I certainly didn't have the ability to do. I knew the importance of them, but didn't have the ability to do that made it successful. So it was a real, it's a real team game. And the stronger your team and the more they believe in what you're doing, the much more chance you've got to have of being successful.
So let's say that someone comes up with a great idea or an invention. What do they do next?
Well, what I did, some people are good at selling ideas, only ideas. Other people like myself like to have something to show people. So what I did is I built some prototypes. Now, these days they can be real-life prototypes. They can be 3D generated prototypes on computers. It can be just something so you can show people what your idea is, and then go out and speak to people about it. This is what I did. I went and saw my patent attorney and said, look, how can I get protection so that I can speak to people without spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on patents? And there's various strategies that you can do that, so you can speak with people and speak about your idea and still be covered. But it was really a matter of having a presentation that I was comfortable with showing people so that they could get what I was talking about. And that was that's to me the first step, is to get it clear in your mind so you've got something to show people. This is what I'm talking about. This is what my idea is. This is what my invention is, and they can get it. And then they'll either be, you know, they'll either love it or they'll think, no, it's not for me, or they'll be able to make an informed decision on it. And then you can decide where to go from there, you know, in your marketing and your sales and your venture capital track.
Good stuff here. And lastly, the big question is, how do you come up with ideas for inventions? Do they just come to you out of nowhere, or do you have brainstorming sessions with yourself? How does that work?
Well, ideas often, to me, come out of left field. Like they do kind of come from nowhere, and they can be when I'm doing my meditation, or they can be when I'm driving my car, which is probably not such a good thing to say. But ultimately, the ideas come as a result of something that I've seen or observed somewhere. You know, like I was saying, the idea for Better Blocks came out of the blue, but it was a result of a couple of other people having a problem, and I thought, yeah, I can solve that problem. And often the ideas really originate just by things we observe out there in the world, and then our brain will come up, well, you know, here's a solution for them. So they do kind of come up from left field, but often it's a result of something or a problem or a challenge that we've observed and think, eventually, wouldn't it be cool if we could, you know, build a building block that moved, for example? So that's to me how the creative process works. It's a result of something you've observed, and then a solution will come out of kind of left field for me.
And a better way to say that, you certainly were not sleeping behind the wheel, and that no pun intended there. Really been interesting to speak with you today. Where can listeners be in touch with you and to get more information accordingly?
My website is warrenwilsoninventor.com. If you have any questions, please just go to the contact page there and email me, and I'll do my best to answer any questions that I receive. And also, I use it as a blog, so I just post posts on it, like that valuable information. Well, information I think is valuable just to help inventors or anybody who's got an idea that really would like to turn it into reality. So yeah, please come along and visit me on my website, warrenwilsoninventor.com.
Well, once again, Warren, it certainly has been our pleasure and honor to have had you, and continued success, and certainly look forward to another opportunity of having you back with us right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a good evening.
Thanks very much, Eric, and thank you for your listeners. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
And it certainly has been our pleasure. We've been speaking with, once again, successful inventor, Mr. Warren Wilson. And for more information and for contact, simply visit warrenwilsoninventor.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.
We'd like to thank today's sponsor, DesignCrowd.com. Whether you're a startup or an accountant, a blogger, or a photographer, DesignCrowd.com, with over 500,000 designers from around the world and a money-back guarantee, is the best way to outsource or crowdsource design. If you're thinking about starting a business, a website, or an app, start today and take the first step by crowdsourcing your logo design, business card design, or website design from Design Crowd. Visit designcrowd.com/epodcast and get a special VIP custom design offer.
This is Amber MacArthur, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.